This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
And in the end, there will be wars and rumors of wars. Welcome, everybody. Glad you guys are here. I want to talk about the wars. The wars that are coming, the wars that are waging. And I mean, there's lots of them, right? There's an internal struggle inside of America. You're witnessing it. You're part of it. It's been going on for decades, and it has escalated to the point where you now recognize you're in the fight. I don't have to tell you that. Wars and rumors of wars. That's what the Bible, this is biblical. Yeah, the Bible even says, you know, hey, this we aren't going to be able to avoid these. I can tell you, I wake up every day going, looking at the left and asking myself, why do you guys want to fight all the time? It used to be, there was a time when you go, why do you want to fight? Just get away, get away. Now it's like, you want to fight? Okay, let's do this. Jimmy Carter, he picked the fight. He says Jesus would be for gay marriage and certain abortions. Did you see this clip? He's being interviewed by Mark Lamont Hill, a race-baiting leftist, who probably sat through that interview not even realizing how big of a racist Jimmy Carter was. Because Jimmy's made a, you know, he's made a conversion. He's now building houses for black people. But he said Jesus would be for gay marriage and for certain abortions. What an abomination. He calls himself a Christian. Now, look, Jesus may say, you know, I love you, brother or sister who's gay, but I don't condone your lifestyle. Now, I realize that's a touchy subject for a lot of people because they're like, God is too big to worry about that. God sets the idea of morality. It's been done by the Bible, and that's it. It would be like saying, okay, I forgive you can forgive the liar, but you don't have to like the lie. And this idea that he'd be for certain abortions. Look, I get it. The man's inhumanity to man. So some rapist rapes a woman and she ends up having a baby. I get that nobody involved wants to raise that child. Nobody. You can understand it at the human level, but we have to at least recognize that it is a child, and that child had nothing to do with it. Nothing. I'm not trying to moralize. I'm not telling a woman, look, you do it one way or the other. I'm just saying, understand what you're doing. I can understand somebody saying, I'm not going to raise the child of the person who raped me. I get it. But I just want you to understand, regardless, that it is a child. Can we at least have that as an argument? But what Jimmy Carter says, and by the way, before I even say the next thing I was going to say, how many people are, I mean, I don't know how many, but there are people who are products of that exact circumstance that would be dead if their mothers, or, you know, it said, I don't want this. Or if, let's say, a mother and a couple were together, the woman gets raped and has a baby, the man probably would like to have some say as to, do I really want to raise the child of a rapist? I get it at the human level. You understand? You do too. But ask the product of one of those events, and they'll say, I'm so glad my mom or dad didn't do that, you know, didn't want that, that they were okay with it. They overcame whatever it was. You don't understand why those challenges are put into your life. And let me tell you something. I feel for any family that's gone through something like that. But it's still a child. Wars and rumors of wars. ISIS, main stronghold in Afghanistan, was captured by U.S. forces. We killed over 170 ISIS terrorist fighters. The prolonged assault resulted in zero U.S. casualties. This according to military officials, and you probably didn't hear a word about it. Wars and rumors of wars. I want to talk about NATO this hour. I want to give you the trade war update. But I want to begin by talking about the people that are too stupid to know that they're stupid. And of course, you know, that's mainly leftist, Democrat, progressives, whatever they call themselves, liberals. I like seeing these people think they can get away with their abject stupidity. It's like they don't think you know enough to know that they're lying or that they have no basis of fact in anything that they say. They feed you nonsense as facts, hoping you won't call their bluff. You know somebody like this. Don't sit out there going, Kevin Jackson, what are you talking about? By the way, this is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. You've met these people, these fakes, these frauds, these people that, well, you know, statistically speaking, and then they spit out nonsense, talking points of leftism. They don't bother to do 1 ounce of research because they don't care, nor do they have the ability to critically think. It's been removed. It's like a dope fiend that can't produce endorphins anymore, and they got to find a high any way they can. And there's no way to get that high again because they burned out their synapses. That's what you're dealing with when you're dealing with leftists. I suppose if you do it enough, if you bluff enough, if you make enough people believe that you know what you're talking about, you convince yourself that you're smart, perhaps even brilliant. And that's the way I see this so-called intellectuals, this intelligentsia, on both sides of the aisle. The Never Trump crowd, the Democrats who believe that Barack Obama was smart, Donald Trump was dumb. A guy, Barack Obama, who couldn't have two nickels to rub together in 2004, who made his money in politics, and an accomplished, self-made billionaire. And they want you to believe that the billionaire is stupid, and the guy who can't rub two nickels together is smart. Why? Because, hey, he looks smart. I call it the Jonah Goldberg, the Bill Kristol crowd, the Hillary Clinton crowd, you know, that you've seen them. It doesn't matter whether they have a D or an R after their name. That's what they're about. Such is the world of leftism, at least in politics. A bunch of dummies that think they know everything. They don't know jack. When George Clooney believes he should tell America how to think, you get my drift? Because let me tell you something, nobody in Hollywood, and I'm just using them as an example, should open their mouths about politics. People who play make-believe all day, then live in the very same world, are not good ambassadors for those of us who live in the real world. Let me just tell you something. Democrats, you are indeed delusional. You are incapable of thinking beyond a talking point. And I can give you an example. The mindless college students who were asked about President Trump's SCOTUS pick before the pick even happened, and we talked about it the other day. These are people that just, well, it's a bad pick. He's terrible. And they didn't even know who it was. It didn't matter because they were just fed what they were supposed to say. Not a single one of them had the nerve to say, I wasn't aware he hadn't made his choice yet. That he had made his choice, rather. That's all it would have taken to speak eloquently on the subject. But these people lied like three-year-olds. Democrat leftists, that should make you understand who you are.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Delusional Democrats. That's who I'm talking about today on the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. You can give us a call at 844-551-8255. Hey, real quick before we get back into something. Somebody told me while I was in Paris, 2 days in a row we had the same show. That was a mistake. I don't know what happened. It was a formatting error in the computer system, and I'm going to tell you right now, it wasn't our fault, so I apologize for that. We had a complete show for every single day, and somebody said, Kevin, if you're going to have to repeat shows, I'm not going to listen anymore. Well, first of all, I don't care, because mistakes get made. If you can find better entertainment somewhere else in radio, go. And I'm not trying to be flippant, but I'm being flippant. I don't really give a crap. I don't do this so I can have you go, oh, hey, Kevin, it's time for you to perform like a little circus monkey. I'm here because I want to be here, because I want to deliver a message that I believe matters. If you don't want to hear it because of a technicality, get the flunk out. Okay, are we clear? I love you all, but I'm not the person that you're going to use as a whipping board. Now, I'm willing to listen to your critiques. If you say, hey, Kevin, I don't know if you know this, but this occurred. Okay. Thank you for the update. I didn't know it. I was in Paris. You know, we ran a best of show. Thank you for letting me know. But to threaten me to leave, get the hell out. I don't care. I don't make a nickel in radio. I'm going to repeat that. I don't make a nickel in radio. You can say, oh, Kevin, and why do you do it? I think I just answered your question. I do it because I care. So you want to play? Go ahead and play. Threaten me all you want. I don't care. If there's only one person left in the listening audience, I'll still do this. So I just want to be clear about that. Oh, my goodness. I'm talking about these delusional Democrats, haughty, egotistical idiots who underestimate others. You know who you are. You've got them surrounding you, and they are finally learning a lesson. And I'm going to tell you, don't you let up on that lesson. The stupidity of leftists is indeed, folks, settled science. They get almost nothing right politically, and that's why they will kill you if you disagree with them. No sense admitting you're wrong when you can shoot the person who found you out, then decry gun violence. Now, I dare, repeat, dare, any Democrat, any leftist, any progressive, call yourselves whatever you want, I dare you to come debate me. I dare you. Candace Owens called out some black chick on ESPN. What's his name? Shapiro called out some guy, you know, newsworthy. I've been calling out Democrats since the moment from making the transition into politics from management consultant and the couple of people that have decided to debate me. They've been on this radio show. I gave them some facts. I said, come back whenever you come, when you're ready to come back with the facts that after I've presented facts to them. Not a single one of them's come back. Now, there's a clown that listens to the show now. It was funny. He and I got into a debate. I actually have it recorded. And he was like, oh, you're recording this and you're going to cut it up or whatever. I'm like, I don't have to cut up anything, man. I will cut you up publicly, metaphorically, just by debating you. He's like, you're afraid to debate. Afraid to debate who? Since when? Stupid clowns. My invitation is public, open to whoever, whenever, wherever my schedule permits, as long as you pay my fee. Michael Eric Dyson, Mark Lamont Hill, Al Sharpton, Don Lemon, all white Latino professors, politicos, pundits, you name it. I shouldn't need to call anybody out specifically because I mean anybody and everybody on the left. You want to have a debate, I will kick your butt publicly. And I declare this in order to prove my point that Democrats are bonehead morons afraid to confront their fears. And you're watching President Trump do this with nothing but common sense and logic. It's amazing. I want to get into this NATO stuff. I really do. Because I don't know if you saw this.
But I got to say, for the first time in my adult life.
Well, the second time. Because November the 8th of 2016, you made me proud, America. You made a brother proud. Kevin Jackson was like, I was proud to be. Look, I've never not been proud to be an American. I've been embarrassed about our president, which is Barack Obama. I've been embarrassed about him. But you know what? I went back. I was doing some research, looked at Obama and his debates and things like this. I see why he got elected. I see. If you didn't know, I mean, if you believe in leftism and you believe the words of Barack Obama where he says, I'm going to reach across the aisle to the other side and all this other stuff, I could see how he fooled some people. I look beyond the style and all that other stuff and said, I don't care what his words are saying. This guy is not going to represent us. That's why I didn't vote for him. But I look back on the videos and said, man, he torched Hillary Clinton. He was charismatic. He was all those things that people wanted to see in the guy. I get it. The only thing I can tell you is I was smart enough not to fall for it. I ain't trying to get in your business, but I'm just saying, you know. Anyway, I want to talk about Trump and NATO, man. This was brilliant. Did you see it? Did you guys see? He said, okay, so there were the two videos. Which one of you guys got me the video? Okay. Well, there were two videos that I saw. One was like a couple minutes, and it was all President Trump. And then the other was the German, I don't know what nationality it was, but he's over the NATO alliance. And he's giving these reasons why the United States needs to think the way that we think or whatever else. And I got to tell you, man, I watched Trump. It almost brought a tear to my eye. It was amazing. It was amazing. And to have somebody, you know, what's, here are my personal observations, okay, because we're going to play the clips here in a second, but here was my personal observation. Trump listened to the guy, and he listened intently, and then he gave a very, there was no, I'm mad at you, there was no emotion in it, it was just like, look, here's the way it is. You want us to protect you. We've been given an unfair amount of the burden to do so. And while we're doing that, you're enriching our enemy in an area where you shouldn't be doing it. It was masterful. We don't have enough time now to play the first clip. When we come back, we're going to play that clip. Then I want to get into the trade war with China, which I find so laughable. I find it laughable that the Democrats will tell us a country who's got an $800 billion trade deficit, $375 billion with China, and they say, you're about to kick off a trade war. Yeah, we are. Yeah. I mean, because if I were president, that would be my answer. Yeah, I'm about to. Mm-hmm. I'm about to shift the balance of trade back into the favor of the United States, because right now we aren't in a war. We're in a gift-giving mode. If you want to call this a war, it's not a war. But we're about to go to war. And we're going to get our pound of flesh. And we'll get into that. And the reason I want to talk about it is because I want to give you some stats. I'm going to tell you, this stuff I tell you about Russia, coming up here in a second, is going to blow your mind. This NATO conference, the fact that you have a president who's going out there and representing you. You're being represented for the first time in decades. It is so refreshing. I'm truly excited to drop this on you. So, got to take a short break, but we're going to play this clip when we come back in, the shorter one, then we'll go into the longer one.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
FBI agent Peter Strzok told House lawmakers that his political biases never affected his work. He was also asked by Congressman Bob Goodlatte about some of those texts that he sent to FBI agent Lisa Page.
On August 26, 2016, you texted Ms. Page, quote, "just went to a Southern Virginia Walmart. I could smell the Trump support." And smell is in capital letters, all capital letters. What I meant by that was living in Northern Virginia, having traveled 100 and 150 miles south within the same state, I was struck by the extraordinary difference in the expression of political opinion and belief amongst the community there.
And you describe that as smell in capital letters.
Sir, that was a choice of the quick choice of words in a
time. All right.
From Brussels, President Trump flew to England, where him and First Lady Melania Trump will be for 3 days on his first presidential visit. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When Germany makes a massive oil and gas deal with Russia, where you're supposed to be guarding against Russia, and Germany goes out and pays billions and billions of dollars a year to Russia. So we're protecting Germany, we're protecting France, we're protecting all of these countries. And then numerous of the countries go out and make a pipeline deal with Russia, where they're paying billions of dollars into the coffers of Russia. So we're supposed to protect you against Russia, but they're paying billions of dollars to Russia, and I think that's very inappropriate. And the former chancellor of Germany is the head of the pipeline company that's supplying the gas. Ultimately, Germany will have almost 70% of their country controlled by Russia with natural gas. So you tell me, is that appropriate? I mean, I've been complaining about this from the time I got in. It should have never been allowed to have happened. But Germany is totally controlled by Russia because they will be getting from 60 to 70% of their energy from Russia and a new pipeline. And you tell me if that's appropriate, because I think it's not. And I think it's a very bad thing for NATO, and I don't think it should have happened. And I think we have to talk to Germany about it. On top of that, Germany is just paying a little bit over 1%, whereas the United States, in actual numbers, is paying 4.2% of a much larger GDP. So I think that's inappropriate also. You know, we're protecting Germany, we're protecting France, we're protecting everybody, and yet we're paying a lot of money to protect. Now, this has been going on for decades. This has been brought up by other presidents, but other presidents never did anything about it, because I don't think they understood it, or they just didn't want to get involved. But I have to bring it up because I think it's very unfair to our country. It's very unfair to our taxpayer. And I think that these countries have to step it up, not over a 10-year period. They have to step it up immediately. Germany is a rich country. They talk about they're going to increase it a tiny bit by 2030. Well, they could increase it immediately tomorrow and have no problem. I don't think it's fair to the United States. So we're going to have to do something, because we're not going to put up with it. We can't put up with it, and it's inappropriate.
God. I mean, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. I'm in awe. That is as no-nonsense as it gets. Look, you know, you're controlled by Russia, and then he goes into the percentages. 4.3% of a larger GDP has to go into NATO from the United States. Germany's putting in 1% and behind on its bill. I mean, everybody's supposed to put in 2%. Glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com, so you can find out more about us. Or you can also call us at 844-551-8255. And I loved how President Trump said, you got to step it up, and you got to step it up now. We're not talking about 2030. We're talking about right now. You're going to do it, because let me tell you something. Let's get out. the United States could get out. 4.3% of our GDP goes to support NATO. 4.3% of a almost $20 trillion economy, the largest economy in the world. 4.3% of our money goes to NATO. We're only responsible for 2%. We're doing, the largest economy is doing more, well over 100%. I'm talking about 200 plus percent of what we're supposed to be doing. I think you can do the math.
You know, let's see, 4.3 divided by 2. That's more than double, right? That's more than double, isn't it?
This is just bizarre. And I love the way President Trump has the facts, right? He's sitting there, he's going, look, you're getting this much of your oil and gas, 60, 70% of your oil and gas, of your energy resources, not oil and gas, but natural gas, is coming from the Soviet Union, from Russia. I'm back in the Cold War, from Russia. And then you want us to protect them, protect you from them. What if they decide, okay, we're going to cut off your natural gas? Everybody freezes to death in Germany. They could threaten to do that. There's much they can do by controlling certain things. Look, you want to get your vodka from Russia? I don't care. That's essentially what Trump is saying. Look, you want to get your caviar? You want to get your vodka? You want to get your sable hats and fur coats, whatever? Get them. You shouldn't be getting your energy from Russia, the same issues that we currently have with China. And I'm going to get into the trade issues with China in just a second. This is amazing stuff. Now I want to go into what the guy who runs NATO said early on, and then I want to talk about what he said after. So let's play clip one of that particular one.
That's strong for Europe, but it's also good for the United States. The U.S. military presence in Europe helps to protect Europe. It also helps the United States project power to the Middle East, to Africa, and I think also that the military clout of Europe, the economic clout, the political clout, also is helpful in dealing with Russia. And we look forward to the meeting we're going to have with President Putin, and I think that leaders are also looking forward to your thoughts about the meeting with President Putin.
Now, I'm not sure if you could hear all that, but what he was saying was the NATO alliance, when we're together, projects power, economic and political clout, and it also helps us in dealing with Russia. That's when President Trump comes back and says what I already played, which is, no, that's not what it's doing. And he's, and I don't know whether this guy's German because he picked on Germany. President Trump picked on Germany. But he's like, this isn't about projecting power. You're empowering them. You want me to go to a negotiation where they can effectively strong arm you with power. Because here's the thing about building a pipeline, because that's what President Trump's talking about, is you're building a brand new pipeline to make it easy to get this natural gas from Russia to Germany. And who's going to be in control of it? Of course, Russians. The Russians are going to supply you your energy. So if they're supplying you your energy, 70%, 60, 70% of your natural gas energy, which most people are going to some sort of a natural gas because it's much cleaner than oil and gas, then he's got political clout over you, and you want me to go into negotiation with that. That's just ridiculous. And it's funny because now I want to play clip two, because President Trump, when he ends it, here's what the setup is. This, after hearing what President Trump says, this guy wants to make an excuse. Then Trump finishes with what I call the Trump card. So check it out, clip two.
You know, NATO is an alliance of 29 nations, and there are sometimes differences and different views and also some disagreements. And the gas pipeline from Russia to Germany is one issue where allies disagree. But the strength of NATO is that despite these differences, we have always been able to unite around our core task to protect and defend each other, because we understand that we are stronger together than apart. I think that two world wars and the Cold War taught us that we are stronger together than apart.
But how can you be together when a country is getting its energy from
the person you want protection against or from the group that you want protection.
Because we understand that when we stand together, also when dealing with Russia, we are stronger. I think what we have seen is that...
No, you're just making Russia richer.
Well,
you're not dealing with Russia, you're making Russia richer.
So I think that even during the Cold War, NATO allies were trading with Russia. Then there have been disagreements about what kind of trade arrangements we should
I think I think energy is a much different story than normal trade. And you have a country like Poland that won't accept the gas. You take a look at some of the countries, they won't accept it because they don't want to be captive to Russia. But Germany, as far as I'm concerned, is captive to Russia because it's getting so much of its energy from Russia. So we're supposed to protect Germany, but they're getting their energy from Russia. Explain that. And it can't be explained, you know that.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I love how he finishes. It can't be explained. You know that. You know that. It's the same thing when he talks about trade. We've got a $170 billion trade deficit with Europe. President Trump's like, you know, when he went to the G7, he says, you guys know you've been getting over. And you also know it's over. The game is ended. Your economies are going to have to figure out how to deal with themselves. You're going to have to figure out how to prop up your economy, not making the United States your whipping boy. Figure it out, because you're not going to use us anymore. And here's the beauty of it. This is where you and I come in. We buy, we produce, we use. We are the most productive human beings on the planet in the history of the planet. Most technological advancements, the you name it, the ingenuity that comes out of the United States is second to nobody. And I know Israel's done an amazing job. I love how the Jews have, man, these guys are innovators beyond belief. But you know what? Nothing compared to what the United States has brought. And our consumer, you know, the consumer nation that we've become. And you know why we're that way? Because we are made up of everybody. And we are more than prepared. I mean, we develop the technology, we share it, and then and for whatever reason, God has decided to shine his grace on us more than any other country. And I think there's a reason for that. I think he understands the role we must play in the world. And Donald Trump is playing that role. And that's why I believe in my heart of hearts that he's getting divine guidance. This guy's saying it like it is.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Radio show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
It's very bad when Germany makes a massive oil and gas deal with Russia where you're supposed to be guarding against Russia, and Germany goes out and pays billions and billions of dollars a year to Russia. So we're protecting Germany, we're protecting France, we're protecting all of these countries. And then numerous of the countries go out and make a pipeline deal with Russia, where they're paying billions of dollars into the coffers of Russia.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson there. That's President Trump talking about this issue with the Russians and the NATO and all this other stuff. I'm going to try to get to this other trade deal, but I just want to say one other comment about that if you've been watching what happened in Brussels, this press conference or whatever you want to call it, the meeting that we had with the NATO allies, and the representation you finally got as an American from somebody who isn't looking at this from some global perspective and saying, no, you're not going to take advantage of my citizens any longer. I was energized. And I'm telling you right now, I've been energized for a long time. I dare any leftist to watch President Trump in that exchange with his NATO counterparts and not feel proud for the first time in their adult lives as an American. Holy Mother of George Washington, President Trump delivered, folks. He campaigned on this idea that NATO is going to pull its own weight. And the left tried to make it look at him. He doesn't think NATO's worth it. NATO isn't worth it if they aren't paying their bills. That's like somebody living in your place and you say, hey, let's get an apartment together. You go, great. We're going to split the cost. Okay. Two roommates, three roommates, we're going to split the cost evenly, a third, a third, a third. And every month, one of your roommates or both of them go, I don't have mine, man. I only have a part of it. I just have a piece of the rent. Who has to make it up? If you want to stay in the place and you're diligent, you got to make it up. We've been making it up for the better part of four decades, just having to make up the rent that NATO, our NATO partners, our roommates haven't made up. Are you kidding me? They need to pull their own weight and stop burdening us. And what's funny, the left sides with the other people. Oh, look at Donald Trump. He wants to get rid of NATO. He says it's not worth it. It isn't worth it. If you got people that aren't paying, you make a certain amount of money. And you got people that don't want to pay their bills and you got to make it up. The reason why you got roommates in the first place is because you didn't want to foot the entire bill. You were better together, stronger together. Well, you're not stronger together if they're not covering their bills. That puts an excess burden on the person who says, I got to have a place to live. Well, if we're still saying we got to keep this alliance together, well, it isn't an alliance. I would rather take that 4.3% of our GDP and stick it back in our own coffers. We got our own military costs. I mean, which is obviously part of that. But if we're going to be putting money, that kind of money, into something that's supposed to be protecting everybody, we're doing it on ourselves anyway. We can say, to heck with the rest of the world. We'll put this money back in infrastructure. We'll put it into, I don't want to list a bunch of things because Lord knows government knows how to spend money frivolously. But that's what we've been doing. NATO countries got the message, folks. America wants this dealt with immediately. And for those who want to discuss Russian collusion, I suggest they look at that video because Donald Trump absolutely body slammed Putin. He turned Putin's judo, you know, learned the judo producing head, whatever you want to call it. And he just said, whoo, grab Vladimir and pow, drove him into the ground. Yeah. What kind of Russian collusion do you think Trump is having when he's going around the world saying, why are you buying your oil and gas, or your, in this case, your natural gas from the person that's supposed to be our enemy? Do you understand how big of an impact that could have to the Russian economy? I told everybody, Donald Trump will fight you with the economy. And that's what he's going to do. By challenging Germany to reconsider its energy resources from Russia, he essentially, Donald Trump, put a shot over the bow of Vladimir Putin, economically speaking. And if you don't believe me, I'll give you the numbers because I know what I'm talking about. You out there just listening, you don't know what you're talking about. Let me tell you this. Russia, huge geography, rich in natural resources. Some sources estimate that Russia contains over 30% of the world's natural resources. 30%. So put it in perspective. The World Bank estimates the total value of Russia's natural resources at $75 trillion. That's just the resources. That's not the money to get it out of the ground, the things that drive the economy. That's just, they're sitting on $75 trillion in natural resources. They have an abundance of oil, natural gas, precious metals. And these are the things that drive their economy and make up the lion's share of Russia's exports. So putting those numbers in perspective, as of 2012, in the oil and gas sector alone, it was 16% of Russia's GDP. 16%. It was 52% of Russia's federal budget revenues and over 70% of its total exports. So what it's sending, what Russia sends out to the world is oil and gas. 70% of their exports, which means the rest of the 30% is the stuff I mentioned earlier. It's vodka, it's caviar, it's, you know, Russian trinkets, you know, those little dolls that you can stack up together. And anyway, you get what I'm saying. 70% is that and precious metals and stuff like that. I'm sorry, 30%. 70% is oil and gas. It's 52% of their federal budget revenue and 16% of its GDP. Those are big numbers, people. Big numbers. So when Donald Trump says you shouldn't be getting your oil and gas from Russia to Germany, he's saying to Russia, I'm about to put a dent in your GDP. And let me tell you what else he's doing. He's saying to the rest of the world, America can ship you natural gas. And he said something else during that thing. I'm not going to replay the clip, but he said Poland won't accept Russian oil, Russian gas. You want to know why? Because Poland knows by propping themselves up, by propping up Putin and using his oil and gas, it puts them in a precarious situation. Poland understands what Russia could potentially do. They also understand their proximity, and they're saying we're not putting a nickel into that economy. But here's Germany. Hey, you know what? Doody, 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 do. We don't care. We got the United States protecting us. Let's bring in the Russian oil and gas. And I don't know. The price they could get is super cheap. But we can get into a war with them. The United States has a lot of gas. Man, we have a lot of oil and a lot of gas. And we have a lot of coal. We can take care. I'm not saying we should take care of the world. I don't care if Russia wants to be a part of the world update, you know, world, in terms of its economy. Good for them. That's what they should be doing. But they need to be doing it in a way that lets people know that we're all working together. But let's talk about the trade war, because I'm going to run out of time. So we're supposedly in this trade war. The U.S. released $200 billion in Chinese products that could be subjected to an additional 10% tariff because the Chinese, we did $50 billion, they matched it with $50 billion. So Trump says, okay, fine, $200 billion. Now they're saying, and it affected the markets, no doubt about it. I'm in the market. I know what's getting hit on my end. So it impacted the market. But I'm going to tell you something. If you think we're going to lose the trade war, you're out of your mind. So they call this the further escalation of the burgeoning trade war between U.S. and China. Now, a senior U.S. official reportedly told CNBC that China isn't seriously negotiating on trade and suggested that the hoped-for negotiated settlement might not materialize, at least not anytime soon. So as a result, and I'm reading this, of China's retaliation and failure to change its practices, the president has ordered USTR to begin the process of imposing tariffs of 10% on an additional $200 billion of Chinese imports. This is an appropriate response under the authority of Section 301 to obtain the elimination of China's harmful industrial practices or policies. So they've begun this. The U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer reportedly took into consideration what might cause the biggest disruptions to China's economy while building the list. And they said this for over a year. The Trump administration has patiently urged China to stop its unfair practices, open its markets, and engage in true market competition. China has not changed its behavior, but here's the coup de grace. The U.S. said that we will impose as much as a tariff on $500 billion of Chinese imports, which would essentially cover all the Chinese-made products entering the United States if they don't fix it. Match it, China.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.